with Wildwood. Let's take it to Studio C.
All right, this is a song called Sarah Brown.
Lies rapturous in the blessed nirvana of eternal life.
Gotta let my poor heart relax, 'cause just said.
Well, it was just about a year ago that the trio Wildwood came into our Studio A, and I don't mind telling you, we were kind of jaw-dropped by the end of your first or second song, just by the level at which you were playing. And then we came in for the interview, and the three of you talked in a manner unlike almost anyone we've had up here, at least in the Albuquerque scene, which is... You were like, this is it. There's no side projects. There's no outside groups. We know what we want to do with this project. We have a travel we want to do. We want to do another album. We want to be busy. We want to build an audience. Boom. I mean, laser. Okay, a year has passed, and I've seen you all performing in different configurations with other bands, working solo, joining up with other groups, hitting the road with other people. But you sound just as tight, and it feels just as vivid as the first session a year and change ago. So can you take us through the last year of Wildwood that you've branched out? You've moved away from that, but you're still keeping the focus.
Wow, where do we start?
I mean, first of all, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Incredibly kind.
Well, this comes not just from me, but from Ethan and Kevin and everyone who was in the booth while you were working that day.
I think we're a little bit less idealistic as last year because we realize we have to make money. Sometimes that means taking on other musical ventures.
Yeah.
But all of the adventures that each one of us get asked to play in or play in, we don't do it just because of any type of money or anything, but oftentimes it's a musical challenge, you know? It's nice to stay on your toes and learn new things. And
yeah, it keeps the creativity at bay.
Yeah. And if you sit in with anyone, it's only a good thing to kind of spur your creativity and whatnot. So I enjoy it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah. Well, I've also noticed that whenever I see CD releases in this area, you're on the bill. and again, I wonder how much of this is just a natural musician's life in a relatively small scene, or is this a conscious choice that you're making?
Oh, I don't think it's conscious. I think it's just a lot of friends of ours have put out CDs this past year, and a handful of them we were able to record on the CD itself, and so we represented the recordings at the live show and then got to play our own set too. But it's just such a tight community as well, so if anyone has a CD release, we'll probably be there anyway, so it's nice we can just open up the set too.
It kind of reiterates the sort of the community aspect in this folky Americana-y whatever we're in, the fact that there's albums that people are recording in town that we really like.
Well, now, Alex, when this band was launched, you were first sort of writing some of your very first songs and co-writing some with Meredith and maybe with other people. That has also changed. I mean, you're out there. I've seen you as a solo artist now, on occasion at least.
It's like flexing a different creative muscle. And it's something I get really comfortable in the confines of a trio. So then by going and performing solo, whether it's songs that I write or songs that I cover, it makes me rethink of the structure of that. So then when I come back into the context of the trio, there's some things that I learn that I can improve upon, and then there's other things that I realize are maybe like erroneous or I don't need to worry about. And if nothing else, it's just a chance to kind of scare myself, be a little bit on edge, and see what is that kind of anxiety going to do creatively.
Well, how about the fear of jumping back into the studio so quickly after the debut album came out? There was another, like an EP, a Bandcamp EP, I think, maybe before the Wildwood self-titled came out.
Yeah.
But you, I think it was, Greg, are you the home studio out of which this comes?
Yep, down in the South Valley. We hang out and practice there and record there. So we recorded over the course of 6 months on a few different sessions, but mainly just a few sessions over the course of 6 months when we had time. So,
yeah, because the material on the CD itself, we've been playing out the past year. I'm hoping that people, that friends of ours that come to see us play, will recognize the songs on the CD. We're not saving anything and releasing it for the first time.
Yeah.
This go around.
No surprises.
Yeah, it was sort of the same.
Some of the instrumentation was similar.
Similar to the first album, we just wanted to get the songs that we added to our repertoire recorded and kind of, you know, saved so we can move on to other things.
Now, the way you're going to be celebrating it is a little interesting, because I usually think of sort of valedictory artists looking back and performing that whole album from end to end, rather than relatively new artists saying, here's my second album, we're going to perform it end to end. You're going to perform it end to end, right? From beginning to end in a symphony, quote-unquote, setting.
Is there a symphony? That would be nice. Yeah, I think that's our plan.
String section.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is at Bookworks. This is not at one of the typical venues. So.
Right. We were in that area of town when we met to talk about the CD release, and the owner of Bookworks walked by and kind of just waved through the glass. We were sitting in a cafe, and then we kind of just realized, why don't we have it there? We've seen a performance there we really enjoyed, and we like the atmosphere in there. And
well, then I think, above all, the idea of a true listening environment and the fact that we can really work on getting the sound how we want it there, but then the fact that it's a bookstore, so people go there and they're quiet and pretty respectful. So the fact that it'll be like a pretty intimate setting for music, it seemed like it kind of made sense, because we've spent a lot of time on the album, and it's like it means a lot to us. So then the thought of somebody getting to sort of experience it, you know, right then and there, it's just, even if it's more exciting for us,
yeah,
to play in a quiet room that, you know, the PA sounds good and, you know.
There'll be an after party.
And it's just a new environment we've been in, so it'll be fun.
Now, yours truly hasn't had a chance to hear the album. We're going to hear, some of these songs we've heard tonight are on there. When it comes to expanding your instrumentation, are there any surprises coming? Pump organs and the like?
There were no pump organs.
Accordion.
Accordion.
I think that just in general, it's kind of louder and dirtier in the new one.
Yeah. I think it's more reflective of how we sound in a live setting. And I think dynamically it shows that, but then also there's some songs, guitars feed back, and Meredith gets to sort of wail. Drums are loud, a little John Bonham-y. So it's cool. It's like the first album didn't have that, and this one does.
There were definitely moments when we surprised ourselves with the playback. Like, oh, we really sound like that? Cool. Let's try to sound like that more. So,
And I think there's other moments on the album that we try to get as quiet as possible and show that range in songs. So like there's the whispery songs too, which is pretty cool.
So we should be watching the website. I mean, I know you're all over other things, but the website is Wildwood with an E in the middle.
Yes.
Wildwoodband.com. Mm.
Yeah.
And I guess the artwork is already happening for the album, so can you tell us the title?
No.
We don't even know the title yet.
We don't know the title yet. I wish we could tell you.
That'll be when we're filling it out online.
Yeah, when we fill out the form for the distribution, we will be determining the title of the CD.
Ah, you leave us in such suspense.
Maybe we should wait till actual release to tell anyone. Okay.
All right, this is a song written by the songwriter John Eric Johnson. This is a song called State Line.
Driving over the state line, paying no attention to any of the signs like I did with you. Now I'm moving on, and I was feeling like the color of the day. Early in the morning, night, middle of the night, on like you. At least I'm moving on. Yeah, 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 yeah. At least I'm moving on. I'll park my car. Sunrise and sunset, this won't heal many scars that I got from you. At least I'm moving on. Yeah, 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 yeah. At least I'm moving on.
Meredith Wilder, Greg Williams, Alex McMahon. They are Wildwood.